Listen, Leo, I ain't asking for permission. I'm telling you as a courtesy. I need to do this thing so it's going to get done.
And I'm telling you as a courtesy, you'll have trouble. You came here to see if I'd kick if you killed Bernie. Well, there's your answer.
I pay off to you every month like a greengrocer, a lot more than the schmatter, and I'm sick of getting the high hat.
You pay off for protection just like everyone else. As far as I know, and what I don't know in this town ain't worth knowing, the cops haven't closed any of your dives, and the DA hasn't touched any of your rackets. You haven't bought any license to kill bookies, and today I ain't selling any. So take your flunky and dangle.
You think that I'm some guinea fresh off the boat, and you can kick me? But I'm too big for that now. I'm sick of taking a strap from you, Leo. I'm sick of marching into this goddamn office to kiss your Irish ass. And I'm sick of the high hat! He's fancy pants, all he is.
Johnny? Exactly as big as I let you be, and no bigger, and don't forget it ever.
That's right, Leo. You're the big shot around here, and I'm just some schnook likes to get slapped around.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down, hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail. Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Heidi, 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 ho!
Heidi, 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 ho! Hi, and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
I love how this is the only time we can all agree that mm-hmm. we need to be organized, the time when I say hi and welcome. Because mm-hmm. when we try to end these shows recently, we give up.
It's rambling gambling. They'll stop listening eventually. They'll know when to cut this off. But there's still 10 minutes. They've said that they're going to end this podcast.
Three times.
I'm now looking for another podcast to listen to. But there's 10 minutes left on this one. What the hell are they talking about? Turns out, nothing.
Continue to ramble.
Damon.
Hi.
I know 2 weeks ago I told you that we closed the book
mm-hmm.
on 2015.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep watching movies.
Of course. What other choice do we have?
So this week I wanted us... Because we have been on a bit of a downer the last few weeks.
Yeah, I picked a shitty.
And... I felt like I needed us to pick up to talk about a movie that not necessarily was going to be great, but mm-hmm. we might have fun with, right? So I decided to pick the movie that starred Tom Hardy opposite Tom Hardy
mm-hmm.
in a gangster movie, which was called Legend.
We look alike.
Do you like being a gangster?
I like the money and the respect.
Your brother, Rob, is violent and psychopathic. He's off his rocker.
Well, no.
A shootout, right? It's a shootout!
Like a West.
We're talking about being gangsters, which is what we are.
The Mafia's made inquiries.
London is going to be the Las Vegas of Europe.
We can handle it.
You come to Philadelphia, you see a nice Italian girl.
I'm sad. We'll get it for you.
Oh, my God.
It's not so much that it didn't deliver on what I wanted. It's that the movie didn't end at the point at which I would have been able to say that through.
It's long.
Right? And it's one thing for me to come to a movie and say that it's 20 minutes too long and it could have ended there and it would have been perfectly fine, but you know, things happen sometimes. But this is a movie where I was with this movie, I was enjoying this movie up until around the half an hour mark, where there was that big scene which was in the trailer where Tom Hardy number two shows up
T2
and says he wants a proper shootout. Right. This needs to be a proper shootout. Right.
I came here. But by the way, was it just me or did T2 sound very much like Bane? While T1 kind of sounded like Tom Hardy the chipmunk.
Fair point. But I was okay with that. It was fun, right? The voice thing was fun, right? Mm-hmm. I like thinking about this movie as the prequel to Bronson. It could work.
God,
right?
I love Bronson.
I need to go back and watch Bronson again.
Yes, I do.
I haven't watched that movie in a long while.
You're all bad people.
I think the last time I saw it was probably close to when we did it for this podcast, which would have been at least 5 years. How long have we been doing this podcast now? Five years?
Way more than
5 years. Wow.
Way more than 5 years.
Wow.
Our first recording was January 2009.
My goodness.
It is way longer.
Guys, we are useless and hopeless.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
We've learned nothing and I've matured 0 months.
Yep.
I'm just happy that you guys have let me change so many things about this show.
What we're going to do.
But yeah, this movie, it's questionable because
is it?
Throughout the movie, you want to have fun with it, right? You want it to be that movie which you don't really care that much about the story. You just love that ludicrous things are happening in this gangster story. Right?
Luda.
I don't care about true story. Because true story don't mean anything. Fargo is a true story.
The Martian is a true story.
If we went to Mars.
How our director saved himself.
How Damon was disappointed in life. Right? Disappointed in his decision-making process.
The true story of how Damien was forced to watch every Ridley Scott movie ever made.
To go to a shitty room with Ridley Scott.
He told himself, he promised to himself after that movie, I'll give Blade Runner a try.
And then when Damien do this, just watch a Martian again.
But yeah, this
Blade Runner is definitely a tricky one. Like, it depends on, you have to be in the right mood to even consider it.
I've tried many movies. I've tried watching. All of them come out the same.
You've tried anger.
What is happening?
You tried disgust.
Why do people like these movies?
You tried sadness.
What is it about the 80s and science that have endeared idiots to dumb shit for decades? Was it that there was no science before?
That's what they're saying 20 years about Iron Man. Just letting you know. What endeared these people to superhero movies?
I like Back to the Future, but holy shit, I don't like it as much as the rest of the world. What the fuck is wrong with you people? He went to a shitty future and had a skateboard that floated. That is shitty future.
Look, Damon, you're getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. Because in that future, the Cubs won.
Oh, of right? course.
That's important.
Didn't that actually happen?
No.
Oh, yes, hold
it was
on.
Close.
What did
it
happen was,
close.
Was the Cubs played the
Cubs.
The Cubs played the Mets in the NLCS, NLDS,
the
whatever the fuck it's called.
That
and
movie
that did actually happen.
Drew Barrymore
last year, I think.
And yeah. What team was that?
Boston
Red Sox.
Oh, that really happened.
Yeah, that 100% happened.
Stop.
All right. As I was saying, this movie it didn't strike me right because like. I felt like it ran out of all of the ridiculous stuff it could have done in like the 30 to 45 minute mark.
Mm-hmm. You'd seen all you needed
it
to see.
It got a little bit too into its story where it wanted to be this whole thing of T1 wants to have the woman and be, let me not say a gangster because it's obvious that's not the thing. It's always the symptom of being the gangster, it's him wanting to be that guy in the neighborhood that everyone
He wants to stretch his empire from the south to the north or whatever part of London is, who cares.
At that point, it just started to feel, it just didn't feel fun anymore. And I don't feel like this movie did anything else well enough for me to be okay with it not being fun.
But they kept introducing people that you knew from other things throughout the movie.
Like
actors. Like the guy from Secret Service.
Eggsy,
right. From Secret Service. And other people.
I actually like him in this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't like Emily Browning in the three scenes shows?
Where she was talking about her best friends, the pills.
She's narrating the movie and has narrated herself out of the book. I found that amazing.
If you think this means anything, nope. But I'm still going to keep talking.
Alright, Andrew's done. Douglas, you also don't seem to enjoy this movie.
Well, a part of my problem, though,
is that you
was right. I was right. I went into this kind of half expecting to not like it because it's that kind of movie. And as much as we all love Tom Hardy, and that was definitely a plus, a big plus for this movie. It just didn't, it wasn't enough to pull me around. From I saw the trailer, I kind of saw it was setting up to be another one of those, this is a true story, we're going to try hard to show you the rise and the fall and how, you know.
At least they didn't start this when they were kids.
Yeah, that's true. But this movie just, it suffered from the same thing that a lot of movies like this suffer from, which is, as big and bad as you are, your life is kind of ordinary. And even though this is a bit different because they do have some very unordinary shit going on, especially in T2, we're going to call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In T2, and his, shall we say, unstable nature.
Right, his propensity for violence.
Amongst other things. And
he has the Bronson disease.
Yeah.
He
and I think
him a good fight.
If there was anything that I liked in this movie, and I'm not saying that there's nothing I didn't like, right? This movie definitely had its ups. But about 95% of those things were Tom Hardy. And everything else was just...
He's in 95%
subpar.
Of the movie.
Yeah, but... When
he's in 50%,
T2 is in the other 45. You're an idiot.
Oh boy,
you guys aren't taking it seriously. Okay, this is not what we're here for. We're professionals,
yeah. But you know, when you have a scene and Tom Hardy says something, and then you smile and say, "Oh, Tom Hardy," and then somebody else has to say something, and you're like, "Oh yeah, there's the rest of the movie going on here."
There's more movie.
I don't like that. It was just kind of, at the end of the day, this movie was a little boring.
It was too long.
It was too long. It didn't. What people tend to do in movies like this is they don't focus on something. They're just like, I'm going to start at the beginning when he was 5.
Right, and we're
going to barrel through, exactly, right? You need to focus on a specific event or a theme or something that grabs my attention and keeps it, as opposed to, guess what? We're going to go through the intrigue of Game of Thrones season 20, and I just
and
want.
And the movie ends at some point.
But Douglas, what is it you mean when you say you'd like to Raspberry that gentleman? Yeah, never mind.
Sit here in silence.
Yeah, pretty much.
Punishment.
Pretty much. As I said, things like that, Andrew, were fine. They were great. Tom Hardy is the best. He is one of my favorite actors ever. That doesn't make the rest of this
Are
movie any better.
Are we allowed to call him Mad
better.
Max now? Can we just call him Mad Max? Can we?
He really has made himself iconic roles because he has Bronson. Mm-hmm. He has Mad Max.
He has Bane.
I mean, this guy is...
And I'll always look at him and think you need to dream a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Dream. Well, take out this ridiculous gun. He's real good. All right.
And he's in The Revenant.
You guys aren't wrong. However, Tom Hardy's in this movie.
Yeah.
And Tom Hardy's the shit of this movie. And so I enjoy. Apparently, way more than you guys enjoy. Like, it's a rise and fall story. It's a gangster story with a rise and a fall.
Can we just stop this podcast and watch the take instead? Right. Like, seriously.
So, is it better than The Take? No. No. Is his performance better than Bronson? Even though he's playing two people? Probably not.
Well, you can argue Bronson is the type of role where you're going to think that he does great because
he has... This movie
is
better than the other movie where he had 100% of the camera time. The one where he's driving from wherever to wherever.
Which
and
one
on
is
the phone
this?
Lock. Time. Lock. Right.
Wait, say that one more time.
This movie is better than Lock. I like it more. Because there's more things happening. You don't need that. You're on every list. You can pick up.
Damon, I hate you. Lock is almost perfect. I love that movie so much.
Look, there's not a lot happening in that movie. He drives and his face changes a lot. But he drives. And then nothing else. At least in this movie, you get to see him. You get to see.
Yeah, I agree. You get to see a lot from him.
Toward him.
And that is the only that's only saving grace on this movie.
But that's
the only one.
That is all I want. You guys saw trailers and now are disappointed. And see a goddamn trailer. Every time the movie kind of dragged, my brain just went back to, Damon, look, there's two of him. That's basically what carried me through the movie. Oh, look, there's two of him. Now, is that okay to justify me liking a movie a lot? Probably not. It's probably a bad way to go about it. But that's not going to stop me. If you like Tom Hardy, you need to watch this movie. Because you get him twice. And it doesn't feel... So in a social network, Armie Hammer playing two people... Of course, they didn't have a lot of screen time in the movie. I think there was like 10
what
minutes of
What was the
of
name
them.
Of that movie that we watched?
With Jeremy Irons?
Jeremy Irons, yeah.
I wrote it down. The name of it is...
Dead Ringers.
Dead Ringers, right. Right. No, I did not like Dead Ringers.
No, I remember you loved that movie, didn't
I
you?
I loved Jeremy Irons.
I loved Jeremy Irons.
Okay. Because I remember I didn't like that movie at the time. And you were like, Douglas, no.
I love Jeremy Irons. And so I like that movie. I don't really like that movie. And I think that's a similar thing. That's like, I know you guys are right,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoyed watching Tom Hardy.
Yeah, and I can take that.
To accept anything.
I can accept that.
That is the experience I was looking for.
That is the experience
I
had. I
didn't get it fully. Movie got in the way of my wish.
I was fearful when I saw Emily Browning on the poster. Because while I like Emily Browning,
really?
I need to accept that she's not good.
What would you like her for?
Sucker Punch.
Lemony Snicket's a series of unfortunate events.
I did
kind of
like that
movie.
Yeah.
And then she was in Sleeping Beauty. And then she was in Sucker
Punch.
Was
that movie any good? Beauty? I never watched it.
It's not great.
Do you see that they're making a new Lemony Snicket for Netflix?
They're making a TV series thing for Netflix.
Well, that's pretty good.
Which will come out, I think, this year.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I mean, Neil Patrick Harris has been there. I don't know.
But Damien, maybe he'll get to sing.
He's definitely going to sing.
But will he do magic?
Let's hope not. It won't matter. I'm not going to watch it. Anyway. Like, I want to say things that I like about the movie, but I know I'm wrong. And all of it
what
is just going to be... It's just going to be scenes with the two of them interacting and that fight scene that happened.
Yeah, the fight scene was good.
It's
I like
really
the fight
good.
Scene.
Are we talking about the shootout fight scene?
No, the one where they fight each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was pretty good.
But I can accept that this movie probably ain't great. Like, even I at some point went, this movie's a little long.
I mean, I won't give it...
It's like 40 minutes
too long. I won't give it a full-on FTM because Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
But it's not that good.
Like, for a story that you've seen a million times, this one isn't... it's not told well. However... All of that aside, there's two Tom Hardys. There's two of them. And that dude from Spy, which is pretty good, and Emily Brown in a limited
Spy,
role.
Spy, you mean
from
Kingsman.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Emily
like,
Brown in a limited
like, where
role.
Where is Spy People?
Where is Jason Statham?
God damn, Jason.
I think we should call him that from now. That dude from Spy.
He's so good. Douglas, you not liking that movie? Impossible.
Hate that movie.
How do you not like that movie? It's
I give you two words.
Melissa
McCarthy.
I don't know what problem.
Actually, it's not even that.
Did
you because
hear the TV show finally got cancelled?
Oh. Cancelled? Did it?
No. Oh, so no, when I started watching it, it got cancelled.
That's two in a row, David. That's two in a row.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about? This movie is alright.
This movie is alright. This shark, baby, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, baby. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites. With its teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk.
Everybody come quick! Something's happened! No time to explain!
I want to talk about sleep. I want it. Give it to me.
It's really not that hard to get. You just have to decide you want it.
Just close your eyes and give up.
All right. I'm going to bring up two things
that we all collectively agree mm-hmm.
really don't want to talk about on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number one,
right.
The Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, mm-hmm. Tyler Perry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And these two things are connected because I want to talk about something, right?
Not possible. Okay.
Right, because the internet has once again gotten into a furor because the Oscars decided to have a whitewash nomination list.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, I saw some
people keep
like
saying that, yeah.
Right? And here lies the thing. I've always been just not wanting to talk about it that much because, first of all, my interpretation, even though I feel like they probably have some sort of validity to the fact that there isn't even one, right? Statistically, right?
Yeah.
You assume that
someone threw some stat like there was a couple categories that at no point. Anybody that is not white and male have ever been nominated. That is bad.
Right. But at the same time, because...
Maybe they're just better at it?
Yeah, maybe white people are just better at it. Huh, internet? Maybe they're just good at their jobs.
Alright. Let me go.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Tyler Perry and the Oscars.
Right.
Once again, the internet is in a rage because the Oscar nominations came out and there are no black nominees in any category.
If
no
you're not a man and white,
you
then
your
fuck
name.
Right off.
Right. Well, actually, no. There is an actress category. So
right. And somehow, white man won that. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Oh, are you saying Eddie Redmayne is up for the Danish girl? Is
Meryl,
that
Meryl Streep has been winning for years.
Right, but here lies the thing, right? The in a year in which diversity has been part of the conversation so heavily with movies, people are angry that they didn't get a shot. That not one opportunity, direction, sound, acting.
Mm-hmm.
Movie itself, where it is a movie primarily about black people or about people who are not white, got nominated. And here lies the thing. I've always been tentative to talk about that side of the conversation because when it comes under the umbrella of best of lists, right, you kind of get into the subjective mode, right? You get to the point where, as a person, say, here are my top 10 favorites, and I even look back at my list of 10 favorite movies of last year, And with the exception of Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl, which has one of the main leads is black, there was nothing in my list that was about black people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm not saying anything bad about myself, but I'm just saying that it was a subjective choice.
I mean, you're saying bad things about it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
we've known this about him for a while.
And I always brush it off like that, going, well, it doesn't mean that your movie is bad. It just means that whoever it is doing these nominations decided they like these more. Not to say they didn't like your movie, but, all right. But then I saw a quote from Tyler Perry today, which I actually feel makes the most sense I've ever heard someone talk about this conversation.
Oh, shit, he's agreeing with Tyler Perry. What happened? Douglas, what happened?
Which is
the Twilight Zone. What happened?
Which is where Tyler Perry says, look, I think the one thing people are missing from this conversation are actual statistics, right? The only statistic we get to hear about is what got nominated and what didn't get nominated. No one published statistics of, all right, so these are the 8 movies which are the best movies of the year. Number 8 got 100,000 votes. And number 9, which would have been straight out of Compton, got 999,999 votes.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, everyone probably would go, all right.
You're still racist, you know? But not as racist.
You know, it's not that people didn't like it. It's just that more people like the other ones. And that's kind of how I've always viewed it. It's not that we don't like Straight Outta Compton or Creed. It's that more people like Anomalisa and Brooklyn.
True. Also, I've listened to somebody talk about this. Apparently, Straight Outta Compton did get a nomination. They nominated their 2 white writers for writing the movie about black people.
That is incredible. The thing is, I don't think those numbers matter. I think the more important number is number of movies that have these people. Like, when you look at the movies that come out for a year, if we broke those down, like, all right, how many, in all the movies that come out for the year, all the wide release movies, how many of those movies star people of...
not white.
Right, not white people. How many of those movies star women? How many of those movies star women of color? Like, when you look at those numbers, that you go, well, there's like 5% of those movies. Like, if we group all of them together, there's like 5% of those movies that were directed by a minority or female. Or, like, that entire industry is dominated by white men in most of the positions that you get awards for. So that is where that is where they need to fix it there. Don't wait until the end of the year. Like, turns out if only 1/20th of the movies that come out star these people and you only have 5 nominations for each category, numbers are real bad against you. You need to fix the entire thing. And it is hard because there's going to be a lot of pushback. Even from fans, I don't want someone to step in and go, all right, look, we have to mandate that it has to be half, and like, we can only have white men in half of the movies and no more. This is a limit. You can't, if your movie have a white person that is coming out in this year, I'm sorry, your submission was too late. You have to push that shit to next year. Not this year. There's already enough white people on the screen this year. I kind of don't want that to happen. It would be fun if it did happen.
You see, I always view it the same way that I viewed the gender military argument. Mm-hmm. People tend to, like, people always have really ridiculous arguments about which gender should be able to do which job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one of the extreme job arguments is the military or police or whatever.
Right. Women can't hold guns, everyone.
Where it's expected there to be a relative physical presence
right.
in that job.
Right? Right, and women are weak. Right. That's...
Right. And I always tell people that equality isn't 50-50. Right? Equality isn't that at the end of the day, when you look at the people in those positions, that it's 50% men and 50% women. Equality is that gender isn't the reason you didn't get to apply or have the opportunity to get that job in the first place.
You would say that, white man.
if people who go to that job interview look at you and say, "Oh, you're a woman, that's cute, just go home," then that's not equality.
That's active prejudice. That's sexism. All right, so the thing is, in movies, it is whitewashed, and it is a sad reality that they need to, like, the businesses need to fix it. They need to hire more minorities. Like, it should at least be reflective of the percentages in the country, right? It is not 90%, 95% white men in America. It's not even close. In a couple of years, there's going to be more Mexicans than white people. And I've not seen a movie come out of America in a long time that starred a Mexican person.
Does Oscar Isaac count?
Not even close. And he didn't star that movie. So, nope.
Well, but they did have a movie right. about that was Native the Americans, though. What was it called? Pocahontas? The Ridiculous Six? Yeah.
Ex Machina. Right, that was why everybody saw that movie. The thing is, if you widen the scope and take it outside of movies, right? Look at basketball. Every year they put out, like, there's even contests. They're like, vote in your favorite All-Star. We can pull up the All-Star voting now. I'm going to go ahead and tell you not very many white people are on that list. Now, is that because of... is that racism? No. Are black people better at basketball inherently? Also, no. No verdicts. But right now, there are more black people in NBA than white people. So when you have the awards, that reflects in the people who win the awards, right? In hockey, no. How many black people are in hockey? Maybe a half?
I've never watched
it. Exactly.
I'd love to know that.
When those awards come around, fairly certain not a lot of black people are going to be represented there. So to NASCAR, like, there's things that, you know, people tend to gravitate to and others don't. No.
So, Damon, you know when you type into Google something and it gives you a pictured list and it tends to, like, go on and on and on and on.
Oh my god. That is terrible.
I've gotten 10.
You type black players in hockey and the Google images thing stop at 10. That is bad. That is not good. But, like, the thing is, though, with sports, there are some physical traits that is preventing you from doing it better than another set of people. In movies, that's not the case, though. Like, there's nothing physically preventing black people or women from making more movies. They just aren't. And maybe it is not active racism. I'm sure it's not people going out there and go, "We don't want black people helping us to make movies,
actually,
and we don't want women to help us make movies." But as it stands now, there is a clear bias, and we need to find some solution, because you just cannot continue it. Because you get shitty movies because of that. When it's only one type of person's view you see in movies, then you get bad movies.
The thing that I think about when you're talking about the system and why there should be more of this and why there probably isn't, the reasoning that I've always understood it to be is something that I think Aziz Ansari's show kind of hit on really clearly, Master of None, which is that their business model is always playing on what's working now, right? What worked today. It's not what could work. It's not what our business analysts think the market might want, which they play with a little bit sometimes, but it's always been what's working now. And the statistics, as you've so plainly played it, is 95% this thing, a white market, right, where they just want to play this story. So their statistics are skewed to saying, hey, if we put a white lead in a movie, it'll make money. If we put someone else, we're not saying that it won't make money. What we're saying is we don't know if it will, right? I think it was Mamo. I was hearing this on where people were bringing up the fact that, and this logically to us doesn't make any sense, but we're going to hope that for the sake of this argument, that somebody out there might take this logical leap. In Star Wars, we had a female,
mm-hmm.
a black male, and a Latin American.
Mm-hmm. And a
leads,
dinosaur.
Leads, mm-hmm. right? And that movie has made the most money ever.
Yeah.
Right?
So they should look at that and go, fucking Star Wars. Like, I see what they're trying to do. Here's the problem, though. When Frozen came out and made just $1 trillion, Disney did not immediately greenlight princess movies out the wazoo. They instead kept making the same shit. In fact, they doubled down on comic book movies. Instead of going, alright, Frozen just broke every fucking record you can think of. It means little girls need role models. Let's just keep cranking those out as much as possible until it breaks. But they haven't done that. If you look at the slate of upcoming movies, it's the same. Like, in video games, it's the same problem people run into. When if you look at video game characters, it's just white man, white man, white man, white man. And then
no,
way at the end,
no,
there's Lara Croft.
No, there's RPGs where you get to change everything at the beginning.
Right. And then they essentially whitewash. They're like, all right, since it's a palette swap, we just have to pretend. There's no racism in this world. Sure, you can be a black woman, being a major or whatever, but no one is going to mention it to you. But it's the same shit in video games, and video game people would say, well, white men between this age and this age, they buy video games. So who else are we supposed to market to? Like, these are the people that have bought it all this time. Let's not rock the boat. We need money. This is how we make money. So we're going to target it to them. And then, like, cell phone games come on and some random game makes $1 trillion. And so in the cell phone market, you can see where they're more reactive because you're either popular or you're not popular
mm-hmm.
in cell phone games, and you have this capacity to make trillions of dollars. So when Farmville was big, then there was Everythingville, and then that died down, and then they have whatever the like Clash of Clans, right? I know there's 1 million clones of that, and so on and so on. So, but there's games. I think what a lot of people are afraid of, which I've never understood, is no one wants to see a movie and know immediately that is not for me. I want to watch trailers and go, yeah, I'd like to watch that movie. But that doesn't make any sense. You need to target. There should be movies that come up that I just look at and go, there's no fucking way I'm going to watch that. And that should be okay because it was never targeted at me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even movies that star women, they're still, like, there's no movie that, when you see, even Spy and all of those movies that have female leads, like, all of them still try to bring men along. They're still dumb, male-centric, like, jokes I have never heard a woman say to another woman. Just shitty jokes, but you realize, oh, that's for the men that come along. But that need not be, like, when the Twilight movies came out and were popular, I understood that, alright, there's movies for teenagers that want to see this shit. Those movies aren't for me. And that is okay.
But when Nora Ephron movies come out, we watch some of them. But yeah, for the most part, we know they're not
right.
Made for us.
And when Tyler Perry movies come out, I know that's not for me. Nah, he makes bad movies. I don't know what to watch. But, like, the numbers game is skewed and they need to fix that. And so, like, the amount of votes thing is not, like, that would be cool if they did that, but that's not the really, there's just not enough minorities in the film industry, like, in key roles that win awards.
I think it would actually make a lot more sense if someone was to go away from the aggregate vote system that they're doing now and make it, like, one person say, look, I'm going to give you a top 5 list. and then you guys can vote.
But then that person would be labeled as racist. Oh, so instead of an academy of people, you want one person from the internet to hunt down and murder, well, ruin his life.
And then if you're like, going to
go down this rabbit hole, what you could do is you could have that person voted in democratically.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So that they could represent the racism of,
right, of America.
Of the whole academy.
Right. We hereby nominate Andrew Robinson.
I nominate Clint Eastwood.
That man is too old. They've murdered. They eat him alive on the outside. You racist old man. I just didn't like Straight Outta Compton. Of course he didn't.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, there's a numbers game thing, but Tyler Perry, as usual, is focusing on the wrong numbers.
It's no, definitely. Like, definitely, if you want to talk about the long run, that is the number you need to focus on. But just as an interesting point that people never bring up, right? Because that's kind of the way I'm always looking at it, which is that your movie could be right under that, and all just right. Because it didn't break.
So, all right. Here's so the Ballon d'Or Messi just won, right? Now imagine, I'm sure there.
She won the football of the year, like the what was it? Right, what was her award again? I forgot.
A football of the year.
Football of the year, right? Yeah, which was amazing.
So what I'm saying is, think about how that voting goes. There's millions of names on the list, and then they narrow down the list. Now, everyone that watch football and has eyes knows that. Three names can be on that list. It is Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar. But people would vote for other people. That's dumb. They're wasting their votes, is what those people are doing. And it goes with movies. Look, I know that I don't want them to expose how many people voted for like Balotelli that one. Was good. I want to find those people and stab them in the face.
For wasting how many people voted for Ross Barkley.
Right. Harry Kane. Is he the best player in the world? Yes, he is. You're an idiot. You don't deserve to vote. Right? Look, I'm sure people voted for fucking garbage in the Oscars. Like movies no one should ever vote for. What's that movie he liked where the audio mixing was so terrible and he loved it?
The Audience? No, not the Audience.
With the Sheep and Other Madness.
The
Sheep Transplant
Conversation?
Madness. No. There's a movie.
That great movie?
Yeah, that great movie.
Upstream Color?
Upstream Color. Oh my god! Yeah. No!
If
we'd given Andrew a vote, he'd have voted either. You'd have seen numbers come out here. Fuck is Upstream Color?
Damien, there's a reason why Andy doesn't have a vote anymore.
So exposing those numbers, while hilarious. Right? What if those numbers only further prove that it was even more racist than we thought? Like, holy shit.
Straight out of the company, only got one vote.
Got a vote.
So from F. Gary Gray, and that's it.
The numbers that they need to fix are on their productions. There's just too many white people directing too many fucking movies. And mixing too many movies. And editing too many movies. There just needs to be something that happens. And until that happens, we're just going to keep having this conversation. Or they're going to have the token black movie, which would be so much worse.
Which is always about slavery.
So much worse. Well, no. Sometimes those movies are good.
They had those this year.
They didn't have any this year.
Yes, they did.
Was Selma?
Selma was last year.
Was the year before.
2014.
Wow.
Sounds fire amazing.
It was nominated that year.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Fucking fuck, man. That fucking movie.
You don't like it, Agatha?
No,
But you also didn't like 12 Years of Sleep.
No, I didn't.
Because Douglas doesn't like being told things are important.
Doesn't like killing white guilt.
Like,
That is inside of it.
I don't like somebody telling me uh-huh. that this movie is good, not because it's entertaining, uh-huh. but because it's about it's about something important that you should.
Then you should also not like any Holocaust.
Herein lies the thing.
I usually don't. I give it to
so you're
right?
the worst person to defend.
So what's it called? It's great.
Ida is great.
Oh, Ida is awesome. Liam Neeson. What was that? The
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's about it.
No, Paralyzing
Douglas.
Oh, okay. All right, that's mm-hmm. yeah.
Paralyzing Douglas with those movies. I don't think the word entertaining is the word I'd use. But
that's the word I use.
That's the word you use. but I think the important word that I always come to is when the movie's over, do I end up feeling for these people? And I don't mean like in the way that generically you read your history book and you're like, yeah, that's kind of shitty. Mm-hmm. And you feel about it. I mean, like, actually you went through this thing with this person due to this movie and you felt something.
I felt something in Django. That movie is about racism.
There are movies like Django which mix in entertainment.
When
right,
the ladies
to help you up, Douglas. But like,
Say goodbye.
But like 12 Years a Slave, I watch that movie again and it's a really good movie, right?
I'm not saying that there's anything technically wrong with those movies, mm-hmm.
You're
right?
Just saying you don't have a heart. People, especially black people, love to forget that white people were slaves to us at some point. There was such a thing as white slavery, but we just gloss over it. White people didn't suffer. Not like what we suffered. Their slavery was a better kind of slavery. Because they were white.
They got put on suntan lotion.
Right.
They had, you know, suntan lotion. Mm-hmm.
Look, didn't you see Ben Hur? Didn't you see him with like the crazy tan?
Oh my god, Ben Hur movies. I remember for years. Like I saw that movie a thousand times as a child. That movie sucks.
But I don't want to. Doesn't that movie come out this year?
Awesome. There is a Ben Hur remake coming out this year.
Yes, there is.
Who did that?
I could not believe it when I saw it on the list.
I remember sitting down and watching the 19 hours of Ben Hur.
But
I watched this.
I've seen clips that make me not necessarily want
Douglas,
to watch that movie.
There's a chariot scene. And then it is 3 hours of garbage.
My biggest complaint about that movie is I don't think they should have made it about Jesus. Like, they insert Jesus randomly throughout that movie, right? The rest of the movie is a relatively good movie about, like, a guy being brought into slavery and he fucks up and then he goes for revenge and it's a great chariot scene. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
you mean Spartacus?
Basically.
300?
300.
Jesus.
But Jesus, like, throughout the movie, he'll be walking across and he'll be like, oh, there's Jesus on the hill feeding everyone.
Speaking of Jesus, we went to watch a movie.
Did you watch? Has that movie come out yet?
No.
Joseph Fiennes or whatever?
No, whatever. No.
Okay.
What was the movie we went to watch?
Oh,
All
us?
Of Us?
Yeah. The last movie.
Joy.
We went to watch Joy.
Oh,
and there was a promo
movie.
For that movie that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Jesus through the eyes of someone not named Jesus. And when I saw that one, that might be the dumbest premise I've ever heard for a movie. You know who I was? The story of this great fictional person from? Someone that had jack shit to do with it. I like this.
But Damien, twist. But Damien, Life of Brian is a classic. I don't know what your problem is.
So, you're saying that sarcastically, but that is the weakest of their movies, I would say. I would have to say. I've never been a huge fan of that one.
Right. All right. Just changing topic. Guys, CS is done. All of the madness is out.
Damien,
I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown of the
technology,
video things,
Damien,
and audio things you need
only,
to pay attention.
There's only one thing you need to tell me, and it's what phones came out in CS.
Douglas, no phones
phone.
Came out.
No!
It's going to be fine though. Turns out every phone that you want or even think of wanting will be the exact same phone. Unless you buy an iPhone, in which case you're an idiot.
Does that count as a video thing, the iPhone? Because Tangerine was made with one.
I'm going to stab you in the face. Alright, focus guys.
No, I don't want to watch that movie.
In
2015 they said 4K, but they were lying to you. So if you bought a 4K TV, hush. See if you can sell it right quick and and wait until the middle of the year, because you got. 4K Blu-rays are now a thing. There's a standard. There'll be a 100
like physical discs.
Yes. There'll be about 100 of them out by the end of the year. One of them is Mad Max. So believe I'm going to get a 4K Blu-ray.
Have they named a price point?
The price point for them will be $30 for the movies. Like,
well, I mean the hardware. For like,
oh, the Blu-ray player.
Hardware.
There's no upgrade path. You have to buy a new Blu-ray player. It's anywhere from $399 to $499.
And you have to buy a new TV.
You don't have to buy a new TV. Apparently, like, it will downsample and it will look better because of the downsampling on 1080p. They've done tests and it does work. The big thing though is HDR HDR. So there's new lighting in movies.
HD remix?
No. They have decided, the 4K Alliance have come up with a spec.
4K Alliance.
That is what they call themselves. if your TV has the badge. It's just about performance. You won't get TVs that are shitty anymore. As long as you see that badge, they have to adhere to a certain spec, so you're fine. So 4K plus this new lighting tech that they've built into TVs that can make the darker scenes darker and the brighter scenes brighter apparently adds a whole new layer to movies or some shit. But that is the thing they're building in new TVs. If you bought a TV before this year, you're a plum out of luck. You'll get the resolution bump, but nothing else. OLED exists. Human beings won't be able to buy it because they're $5,000 TVs. But it's real. Not like last year when they made 5 of them and shipped it all over the world to fool people. They're real TVs now. They're in laptops. They're in TVs. If you watch TV primarily at night and do not turn on the lights, you watch it in complete darkness, you need an OLED TV stat. Because there is where all of the bang for your buck is going to come from. Because there's no light coming out of the black pixels. It's off. But LCDs still exist and they're still incredible. They're new local dimming tech. So if you turn on lights or watch TV in the daytime, that is what you need to get. There's like two separate standards for the two different technologies, but they work to achieve the same goal.
Do they have a bundle package so that I can buy an OLED and an LCD and have them swap out? Dependent,
right,
automatically
of
dependent on the time and sunlight.
You can do all of that. Just know you're going to spend more money than probably you spent on your house. Going forward, we have the Blu-rays, we have the Blu-ray players, and we have the TVs that will take advantage of them. So that is the thing moving forward. OLED also has another advantage that people don't really talk about. Because of the technology, the refresh rate is insanely fast. Less than a millisecond. So if you play games, you should probably get an OLED monitor / TV because there's no lag time. And they're super duper thin, but all TVs are super duper thin. And you shouldn't be looking at the TV from the side anyway. Stop being a pervert. So that is all well and good. So if you watch TV, then you're set. If you don't watch TV, though, if you're a laptop / phone person,
what if you're a phone person?
Right. Stop watching movies and kill yourself.
If you're a phone person, what phone?
No, I'm talking specifically for movies.
What phone can you want to see? Yes.
I'm talking specifically for movies.
I want to know.
What about TV shows?
I need a new phone, Damien.
Netflix is now everywhere. If you live in our country,
yeah,
Netflix is probably in that country.
Did you also hear that Netflix no longer wants us?
I mean, Netflix never wanted us. If you have a laptop...
I hope Netflix realizes now that we speak English.
And not Spanish.
Because...
They won't. If you have a laptop... If you bought a laptop last year, I'm very sorry. You should throw that away and buy a laptop this year. Preferably one with that same OLED screen I'm talking about. They're trying to work on a spec that will have the 4K HDR thing work on laptops, but there's no way for them to because laptop manufacturers can do whatever the hell they want, so it's more difficult. So we who like to watch movies on computers, we're going to have to stop that. If we want the best quality, we're going to have to pump that shit out to our actual TV, which is kind of sad for now until someone fixes it. There's also one more thing that you don't really think about, but now they've finally gotten it down to a point where if you bought a router and you did not buy one in the second half of 2015, find someone to give that router to. Your router purchases are now null and void. Fuck whatever router you have. They're all garbage. What have they come up with? This, towards the end of last year, they came out with 802.11ac. But more importantly, there's a new standard called Nemo.
You just said a lot of crazy shit.
Yes.
What does AC mean?
Doesn't matter. That is just the new thing.
AC is air conditioning.
Yes. Okay? Right. So now there's AC Memo.
Please explain your technology, David.
All right. What is important is N, which is the thing that most people have,
yeah,
is like 20 times slower than AC. AC Memo.
I remember when we used to use G.
Yeah, let's never talk about that
way
again.
Way back in the day.
AC Memo is even faster, but it has an added benefit. It can use directional signaling, so it can point to your device. So instead of just creating this giant wave of garbage, it can pinpoint where your device is, and then from there, the antennas know, send all of the things that direction. Don't bother waste time finding it out over the entire house. And when you do that, you can get crazy speeds. How fast? Faster than you can write to your hard drive.
So Damien, just for the sake of asking questions, in this technology that you talk about, where it knows where I am, right, and it sends me signals straight into my brain.
Right.
But throughout the last few years, we're talking about transportable technology. We're not talking about a desktop which I put in my room and I don't move it at all. We're talking about my phone which I walk around the house with.
Right.
How does directional signaling help?
It tracks your phone. So as you walk around with your phone, it knows that you're moving with your phone. So it still keeps up the signal far better than it does now, where your phone is essentially doing. Alright, so there's a router, I think
Netgear?
I'm trying to remember. You stop talking.
I don't know.
It was probably Netgear. Someone has a router that has 8 cores inside of it.
Ooh, that is able
to stream 20. Yeah, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
It was able to stream 24K movies simultaneously. The reason it can do that is because of the new standards and the super fast processor that is inside of it. Because you need better processing. That doesn't help us that have computers and laptops now, because none of our computers or laptops has that technology, but you can buy an adapter for that. This is a small adapter that will be a receiver for that, which is $60. So I think the router is $400, but that's like the super high end. You don't need to do 24K streams at a time. There's cheaper routers.
Why not?
You have 20 TVs?
I can put 20 windows in Windows.
Do you have 20 TVs?
I can put 20 windows in Windows.
I understand. My question to you is, where are you going to point that?
I have a very important question. Yes. Because we're not talking to him anymore. We don't need that dumb question. You sound like you're wrapping up. You sound like you don't really have anything else to add. However, I feel you've left one very important thing off of the video technology announcements of CES.
Is it audio?
And that being Kodak bringing out the 8mm camera.
That's a terrific news.
for people you to send buy again.
Yeah, but like you shoot it on 8mm and then you send it back to Kodak.
They
process it and send you a 4K video back.
They also send you back the film for you to use if you want.
But what are you going to use the film?
Isn't it like $50 for a 2-minute cartridge or something?
There's some crazy expensive thing.
But the camera is already crazy expensive. So
because they don't make
like
it anymore.
$500. Or
6mm camera. Think about the words that are coming.
I don't know what 8mm camera means.
It doesn't mean anything because it's an outdated technology. Right, we move past that.
It's a movie we without did. It's a movie without monster.
Did we get
in
smaller
it.
Or did we get bigger?
No, we got big. We, have you seen the
Hateful Eight?
The Red Dragon, the new Reds, the camera, the whole camera rigs. Never mind. There's a camera company called Red.
Yes, I
they make 4K. They make 4K cameras, and they're incredible. But they're super. They're cheap for what people usually spend on cameras. They're super expensive.
Have you seen pictures of these guys with the 70mm rigs, right, filming Hateful Eight and The Master? And you look and you're like, that's a massive thing.
All right. You guys are going to die if you keep doing this. Was it Chris Nolan that had to cut a car into or some shit so that he could film it? Idiots. Oh, Lord. Yeah. And in terms of audio, ELAC has new speakers that apparently sound far better than their price point, but their price point is $500 a pair, which is still not an insignificant amount of money. Before, you'd have to spend $2,500 a pair, which is even more money, but $500 a pair is still a lot of money for speakers.
So Damon, are you buying yourself the 8mm camera?
No. I don't think I'm going to.
You remember the days of taking film to be processed?
No, I was too young. My adults did that. We have a lot of pictures in my house. And
with film,
with negatives. What the hell is this? I know. Aren't you afraid it's going to burn up spontaneously? Burn them up. If you would only say you care.
And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything.